mankind dominion over everything that creeps on earth. Don't let a creep upset you. Amen. He told us he gave us dominion over everything. Yes, amen. So when things happening around us and stuff going on, we going to have to believe what the word of God say. That's why he say we walk by faith, what his words say, and not by sight. Because there's a lot of stuff happening right now as I speak. A lot of things going on. And we not going to get carried away about what the world system is doing, because he say him and the world is enemies. We going to do it the way God say do it. But the only way you're going to be able to do it, you got to get in that word. In Genesis 1, 27 and 28, it says, so God created man in his own image. And the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And then he turned around and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fire of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Yes, amen.
That's what he just told me. I just read it. Go get your Bible. Genesis 1, verse 1 through 20. He said, over everything that moveth upon the earth. Lord. Just imagine if we just took God at his word. You know, that's good stuff. What you see here is the image that God put on the inside of man. Come on. Man is the exact duplicate of God. Amen?
Amen.
He is a threefold being, spirit, soul, and body. Don't you let nobody come tell you you made like an ape, a gorilla, or a monkey, or a dog, or a sheep. That's a lie, straight from the pits of hell.
Yes, it is.
That's not what God said. He said we are made in his image.
Yes,
we are made in his image, spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
He is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a body. Each part relates to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
The physical body relates to Jesus, the physical manifestation of God on the earth. The spirit of man relates to God, who is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God said things in the spirit is more real than the natural. So we can't get caught up about what we see the natural. Because he said the spiritual things are more real than the natural things.
Thank you, Jesus.
The soul realm of man, composed of his will, mind and emotion, relates to the Holy Spirit, who is our God. You know, that's good stuff. If somebody says, I don't know what to do, I don't know which way to go, I don't know what decision to make, God done already told us the Holy Spirit is our God.
Yes, he is. Amen.
He is come. When he is come, he will teach you all things and guide you into all truth. John 16 and 13. We have no excuse, people. If you got it and went the wrong way, you did not listen to the Holy Spirit. That's include me. Because he said it. God said he not the man to lie. He not the God to lie. Neither the Son of Man that he need to repent. If he said the Holy Spirit would teach us all things.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And guide us into all truth. True. It's no such thing. I don't understand. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to do. What to do. Yes, you do. If you listen to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people don't want that. Oh, that's for so and so people. Oh, that's for so and so. That's not what God told me.
Amen.
I'm reading it. John 16 and 13. It'll teach us all things and guide us into all truth. Amen?
Amen.
God is a good God. God formed man's body out of the dust of the ground. The rest of the verse tells us how the creation came into being. God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life.
Yes,
and man became a living soul. Didn't
yes.
nobody else do that but God. God breathed into man's nostrils the spirit of life. Man is a living spirit being with a physical body.
Thank you, Jesus.
God had made man's body with arms, legs, heart, lungs, eyes, everything in place. It's perfect specimen of God's image of man. Man didn't do that. God did that. But that man was just a dead piece of clay until God breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life. The spirit of life was God. That's what he breathed into our nostrils. His spirit of life. So therefore, if we want to be guided and directed the right way, because we got the spirit of life in us, and that's what we got to follow. And the word of God tells us how to follow the spirit of life, which is Jesus Christ himself. God is good. Remember, God does not produce after somebody else's kind. He always produces after his kind. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Amen?
Amen.
God is the spirit. And they that worshiped him must worship him in spirit and truth. Did y'all hear what I say? Truth. The only way we know the truth, we got to study the word of God. Amen. Give God the glory. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that word, Sister Fanny. Let's go to the throne of grace and mercy right now. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Pray with me for a little while. Oh, dear God, we thank you today, Lord God. You are the great God, the mighty God, the one and only true living God. And we just worship you this morning in spirit and truth. Oh, God, we just laid every weight beside us, every weight that's trying to weigh us down, that's trying to stop us from getting to the throne. We cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and it healed us from destruction. God, we thank you. Your word is spirit and life, and we're going to stand on your word, Lord God. We're going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We will lean not to our own understanding, but we shall acknowledge you, oh God, in all our ways. We acknowledge you. You are the author and developer of our faith, and we give you glory today because you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. All our healing, all our diseases are healed right now according to your word. And we give you the glory, Jehovah Shalom, for you are our peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And we just bless your holy name today, Jehovah Nisi. You are our banner of love and protection. You said when the enemy come in like a flood that you would raise up a standard. And we thank you for raising up a standard on our behalf today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. You said that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And you said every morning we would have new mercies, every morning, Lord God. And we thank you for your new mercies this morning. God, we thank you. In your word, you said that you watch over your word to perform. And it does not return to you void, but it accomplishes that you sent it out to. And we thank you, Lord. You sent your word and it healed us from destruction. Oh, God, we just thank you today, Lord, for our family. Our immediate family and our extended family. We thank you for our church. We thank you for our pastors around Central Louisiana. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus against Satan and all of his agents, every one of his cohorts. We bind you inoperable. We forbid you to interfere in our lives or the plan that God has for our lives in any way. We cast you down back into the pits of hell from where you came this day in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for every morning, new mercies, new grace. Thank you for your shield of protection around us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we confess the word of God today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of your children, and we are your people. We are your children, oh God, the ones that are called by your name, oh God. And we humble ourselves under your mighty hand this morning. You are the great God. You are the God of the universe. You're the God of the earth and the whole world. There is none like you, oh God, when we worship you in spirit and truth. God, we cast down every idol right now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against idols that try to rise up and try to shake our faith and come against the word of God. We plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit that is not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can come before you boldly, before your throne of grace and mercy, and obtain help in the time of need. And Lord, we need your help today. We cannot do anything without you, Lord God. We need you to lead us, and we thank you, Lord, that you left us the Comforter. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that is leading and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We say, have your way in this place. Have your way in this body, because our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord God, that we present our temple to you. We present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, which is our reasonable service. And we thank you, Lord God, for life and life, more abundant life. And Lord, I thank you that we're going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, Lord, that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us a gift this morning. We thank you, Lord, for perfecting everything that concern us this morning, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that is out there listening to the prayer this morning. We ask you to just illuminate their minds today and illuminate their spirits so they can hear what the church is saying to them, Lord God. Let them remain humble, O Lord. Let us humbly come before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord God, because you are God. You are not man. All your promises are yes and amen. And you're not the son of man. You're not the one that should lie or even have to repent, Lord God, because every promise you give us is yes and amen. And we thank you for your promises, oh God. We thank you that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you, Lord, for life and life more abundantly. I thank you, oh God, that we're just pilgrims passing through this earth, Lord God, but we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye, Lord God. We will be like you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you prepared a place for us, oh God. We thank you. You said that in your house are many mansions. If it was not true, you would not have told us so. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have prepared a place for us. I thank you, Lord God, that you have even prepared a place for us in the presence of our enemy. We thank you, oh God, that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We ask you to continue to lead us and guide us through the green pastures, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for making us whole and complete, nothing missing and nothing broken. And we give you all the glory and the praise. We just bless your holy name today, Lord. We just say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to my Master and my Savior. I thank you, Lord, that you saved us yet while we were dead in sin. You went to Calvary on our behalf, Lord God. And you saw that we will be coming to your image each and every day, that we will be more and more like Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you paid it all. We thank you that it's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. You are great and greatly to be praised. To Lord, to God be the glory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We just give you a wave offering early this morning, Lord God, as we continue to offer our bodies up to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough, but we thank you that all is well. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, all is well. All is well with in our home. All is well with our family members, our children, and our spouse. All is well in Jesus' mighty name. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for accepting the fruit of our lips this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0 0860 or